Hi, my name is Cabo Jackson, and I'll be doing the woodchuck. So background information on it. Before the early settlers arrived in this country, most of Connecticut's landscape was forested. Woodchucks at the time lived in scattered forest openings, as land was cleared for farms and houses. This highly adaptable animal also found suitable habitat in association fields and along forest edges. This new habitat provided a more reliable source of food. The woodchuck is now more abundant in Connecticut than it was during colonial times. The ranges of the woodchuck, where it lives. The woodchuck's range extends from eastern Alaska through much of Canada into the eastern United States and south to northern Georgia. Description of the woodchuck, or the morphology. The woodchuck, also called groundhog, is the largest member of the squirrel family in the state. This stocky, medium-sized mammal is built for digging with short, strong legs and long, curved claws on the front feet. The fur ranges from light to dark brown, with lighter guard hairs giving a frosted appearance. The feet are dark brown to black. The woodchuck has a short, bushy, almost flattened tail, and small, rounded ears that can close over the ear openings to keep out debris while the animal is underground. Males and females are similar in appearance, but although males are slightly larger than the females, the habitat of the woodchuck. Open woodlands, forest edges, farm pastures, meadows, bushy areas, fields, suburban yards, gardens, and grassy highway right-of-way and utility corridors all provide habitat for woodchucks. These animals also are well adapted to living in human-dominated landscapes, such as residential areas with mixed woodland cover. Fun facts about it. The first fact. Classified as rodents, woodchucks are related to mice, squirrels, porcupines, and beavers. The second fact, woodchucks can be fierce fighters when cornered by potential predators, which include dogs, coyotes, foxes, bears, bobcats, mink, weasels, hawks, and owls. The third fact, although woodchucks are primarily terrestrial, they can climb trees up to 15 feet or more to escape an enemy, to even feed on berries and leaves of some trees, such as rainbow berry and hackberry. The fourth fact, a groundhog can whistle when it is alarmed. Groundhogs also whistle in the spring when they begin courting. The last fact, young groundhogs are usually born in mid-April or May, and by July they are able to go out on their own. The size of the leader is 4 to 9. A baby groundhog is called a kit or a cub. The lifespan of a woodchuck is normally 6 to 8 years. The gestation period. Woodchucks breed in March and April. A single litter of 2 to 6, usually 4, young is produced each season after a gestation period of about 32 days. The young are born blind and hairless. They are weaned by late June or early July and soon after strike out on their own. Now here's the comparison to the red squirrel. They lead solitary lives in each defensive territory of between 2 and 5 acres from others of the same species and from gray squirrels. Despite its smaller size, though, these are much more aggressive than gray squirrels and will chase the larger gray out of its territory. But they do not hibernate but remain active all year. Although they remain sheltered in one spot for a few days during harsh weather, these squirrels have 2 breeding seasons, March to May and July to September. Leaders of 3 to 6 hairless young are born after a 40-day gestation. Their diet can include assorted nuts and cones. They will eat corn offered from feeders or cracked and served on a platform feeder. That was the slowest talk I ever made. I mean, seriously, who came up with this, man? Look, I just trying to get this song done. You know what?